Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, the Bird Show.
This mom had a savage move on her kids when it came to their Easter egg hunt. And while I commend her creativity, people came after her in the comments.
On the internet?
On the internet.
Came after her?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. And especially parent-on-parent crime. It happens a lot on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So the modern fox underscore, she wrote in the caption, "Savage Easter egg fillers. The bunny ran out of candy and toys. Shrug emoji." And she has these eggs, plastic eggs, and think of it like a fortune cookie. And you open it up and you see that printed paper and something's written on it. That's what she's doing. She's not putting candy in there. She's not putting toys in there. She has written something down and she's folding it up and putting it in the eggs, right? And so as you read some of these things that she's putting, because she's holding it up to the camera, the first one says, "Clean without fighting, and this will be full next year." The next one here, the next one says, "Nothing in here, stop lying." She fills another egg. "Nothing in here, stop hitting." Then the last one, "Should have been nicer to your brother." Now, for context, she did this, but she also filled up other eggs with some, like, some toys and some candy and some other things. So she's like, it wasn't a, like a full Easter egg hunt of just, you know, like mom, you know, yelling at the kids. And I was like, ah, that's actually kind of clever or whatever, right?
I never had the guts to be that mean in reality. Yeah. Like, I'd have the thought of doing that, and then I would chuckle about it, but never really execute.
No follow through.
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be no follow. You're like, yeah, that's a great. But as a, you know, now experiencing parenthood, when you tell your kid the same thing over and over and over and over and over, and they just don't listen, drastic times call for drastic measures. And this is what this mom's doing here. And, you know, she actually was kind of doing it in good fun, but people took this very seriously.
Wow.
Some of the comments. "This is really resentful parenting. Go do something nice for yourself so you can handle kids being kids."
Ooh.
Next one. "Nah, I'm all about old school parenting, but this is a crappy mom." Next, "We did one with our neighbors a few years ago and they filled a good portion with broccoli." And she was like, "I need to remember that." Somebody posted, "Therapy in 20 years. So what you're telling me is your mom didn't put effort into parenting and discipline. Her idea was to be passive aggressive and breed resentment regarding holidays." Well, okay, that explains a lot about what brings you in today.
It's true though, man. It's very true.
Dude, it goes on. "Dang, poor parenting followed up by crappy parenting and destroying a holiday tradition. Girl, get a grip. They're children. Their brains are physiologically incapable of behaving like adults. I can promise you they will remember you being so full of spite, though."
Damn.
I was just like, what?
I mean, she has some balance in there, so I don't see why people are so upset.
There's one I considered for years and years and years, and looking back at it, I should have done it. But when I look at parenting and I think of, like, somewhat mean things, and I think about my dad, and I'm like, God, I don't want to be that guy. But my son was having the hardest time thanking people. I mean, and he was getting to an age where, okay, now you're just a D-bag, right? I've reminded you too many times. So we went to the movies one time. I got the ticket and we're walking in and he didn't say thank you. And it happened a couple of times. What I wish I had done is just turned around and just got everybody back in the car and that would have been it. And he would have been, "Whoa, why are we going to go?" Because you didn't say thank you again. I thought about doing that time and time again, but never executed it. I wish I would have.
But they're going through, like, calling this, like, passive aggressive BS. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't really see anything passive about this.
I still remember when I was probably 11-ish or so, and I wanted a Sega so bad, and I forgot who it was. I think it was my grandmother, was to teach me a lesson. She got me the Sega, but in the box, it was closed. So when I opened it thinking it was a Sega, it was actually closed in a Sega Genesis box. And I was so angry. Like, I was so angry that it ruined Christmas for me. And the entire day I had an attitude. And then at the end of the day, they ended up bringing me the Sega, but saying, "See how you spent your day with that attitude?" And it was all for nothing. And I never forgot that lesson.
Oh, see?
Always remembered it.
Dang it. Next time I take Hayden to the movies and he doesn't think, it's never too late.
Even when he's 22?
Even when he's 22. It's never too late, man. It's the Bird Show.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.